Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Weight of It podcast. So it's me, Runner Froze, again, and I have got...
Hi, I'm Melina. Nice to meet you.
We've got Melina in the house. Everyone make some noise. Woo! So we've got Melina here. She is Melina Fitz. Have I got that right?
Melina Lift.
Melina Lifts, not yeah. Fitz. Guys, Melina Lifts. Melina Lifts underscore.
Yes, yeah. Melina Lifts underscore, yeah.
Perfect. So obviously, hopefully this episode should be coming out Mother's Day, but this is Mother's Day special. And I thought, why not bring a mum that I'm always seeing working out and talking about health and fitness to join us today. So thank you so much for coming.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
No worries. No worries. Thanks for saying yes.
Love it, love it, love it. Get me in there.
Oh no, thank you so much for saying yes. So how are you doing today?
Good. I'm tired. Gym, as usual.
Yeah.
Exhausted. We'll get into that. School run, as
I'm
usual.
We'll get into that.
That's it. Normal day.
Love the life of a working mom, busy
mom.
Honestly,
literally.
So, yeah, obviously today I've got some questions that I want to ask you. And of course you've got questions I know you might want to ask me as yep. well. But yeah, let's get into it. So quick fire questions that we're going to start with. So let me get up. So workouts. With your son or workouts without your son?
Without. Sorry.
I feel like that's self-explanatory, but why without?
Without. That guy's too chaotic.
Yeah.
He's just, he won't follow what I'm doing and take it seriously.
Okay, cool.
So without.
Out of curiosity, because I was going to ask this later, but I might as well ask now. How old is your son?
He's going to be 6 in June.
6 in June?
Oh. So he's literally a buzzing ball of energy, like typical boy. Like,
does he work out? Has he ever actually worked out with you though?
Do you know what's so, do you know what's so funny? He asked me the other day, I was like, picked him up from after school club and he's like, oh, how was gym today? And I was like,
oh, okay. Oh. Not him being curious.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's okay. He's like, what did you do? I was like, I did legs. He's like, oh, one day I want to work out with you.
And oh,
I was like,
oh, that is so wholesome.
So he tries to do like push-ups and stuff, which I don't understand why, because I can't do any push-ups. Yeah, yeah. But he tries to do push-ups and I've got little weights in the house that he like picks up.
Okay,
and
cool.
Does like, he mimics what he sees on my videos, because I think he sees me editing them quite a lot. So he's like, he tries to mimic it, but we just play football together at the most.
Okay, so he's at, like, he obviously he's not gonna go to gym at 6, but he does like he does like sports basically.
yeah he does sports, but I do want to get him like a mini barbell set that I saw like on, I think it's in America, but one of the influencers got like these foam barbell thingies okay. for his kid, and he works out and shows him like how to do his form and stuff. So
okay,
I don't know, I want to get him into it for the fun of it, but I don't want to get like obsessed with it.
Right and we're going to get into that because I do have a question about that.
Yeah,
okay, cool. Next question, working out before the school run or working out after the school run?
Before.
Okay, why before?
It's just out of the way, it's done, and okay. all the endorphins just kick in. You can't okay. have a bad day if okay. you've gone to the gym
before. But yeah. what time are you going then if you're going before the school run?
So I drop him off, what's our day like? I drop him off at, basically the day starts from like 5:30. We're out of the house by 7.
Okay.
I drop him off at 8 at Breakfast Club. I'm in the gym like 8:10.
Okay.
And then I don't start work until like 9:30.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's like not too early, but it's the
okay,
nice, the
so that's
nice
a tight morning.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I love that. It's giving like no excuses.
Yeah, yeah, literally. if I don't, like, it's only if you're sick that I can't go to the gym,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And the last one is weights or cardio?
Weights.
Everyone says this, but do you know...
There's nothing about cardio that's enjoyable inside the gym as well. Absolutely not.
Do you know what it is? And I hear you. Because when I used to, there was the time I did weights and I did see the, like, I saw my bum was like getting like perkier.
Yeah.
But for me personally, when I do weights and I haven't leaned out, it's like I just get chunky on top of the...
Do you know, I wanted to ask you this, like, because I saw it on your story and I was like, what do you mean?
I don't know how to explain it, guys. Like,
do you think it's a placebo thing? Do you think like it's a mind thing that's making you feel like that?
Do you know what? Girl, I got to ask my therapist. Maybe it's a placebo thing. But to me, I genuinely feel like when I do cardio, I literally see myself slim down. Like, you know, the weight, the fat, whatever is dropping off.
Yeah.
And I understand that why people say do weight so that you can like retain your curves or whatever.
Yeah.
But for me, like even like logically to me, it makes sense to like shed the fat, then bulk. That's what I think makes sense. And then when I was like doing... So when I was doing weights and like hit and cardio, whatever, mixing it all, I just felt like the fat on my stomach was getting hard.
Right.
Like, so then I still didn't feel like I was looking how I want to look.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like bare strong with it.
Okay. That's so interesting.
Yeah. And I've tried, I think doing it this January, was probably like the third time I've done that. And I think that's why you saw my post the other day. I was like, nah, yeah. guys, you know what? I hear what you girls are saying and I do believe you.
Yeah, yeah.
However, it's just not banging for me.
I mean, everyone's got a method that works for them, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, we'll get back into that. So obviously, you know the question I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Because of the name, name of the podcast,
yeah.
What weight are you carrying?
I had to think about this like proper all day. When you asked me, I was like, oh, what is my weight? Probably say like being a good parent. Like, and I don't mean like, oh, like, you know, making sure I'm providing and da, 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 like being a good parent that provides good memories.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's really wholesome.
Because it's so easy for anyone to be a parent. Anyone can be a mom and a dad, but it's not easy to provide good memories. Like,
right.
Do you know what I mean? You can do the school run, pick them up.
Yeah.
Give them clothes, give them consoles. Anyone could do that. Money could buy all of those things.
Yeah.
But good memories, as in like sitting down doing the arts and crafts with them, doing the projects or taking them on a little trip or like. Actually using the half term as like something to do with them, do you know what I mean? And then you can ask them, oh, what did you do? Like, do you remember when we went here and blah, blah, blah? It's like, I have good memories of my parents.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I'm doing that for them. And it's hard. It's really hard because everything's so go, go, go.
Right.
Like living in London, being a parent is like, do you know what I mean?
And you've been a parent for like 6 years, you said.
Yeah.
So, you know, and like you said, you've got good memories from your parents.
Yeah.
But how do you feel like that impacts you being a parent? Because that's the weight that's you're carrying. How do you feel like you're doing with that so far?
Doing all right. I think I'm probably, I personally think I'm doing better than my parents.
Yeah.
I've had this conversation with them where it's just like the mistakes that you lot made, I realised only when I had my son.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that I now look at and I'm like, oh.
Right.
In terms of like how they told me, you know, like my dad would be like, oh, like, don't cry, like da 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 kind of thing, things like that. And that's crazy because I'm a girl.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. So, you've been told not to cry.
Like, not to like, you know, genderize things, but he was just like, oh, don't cry, da da da. So it's like with him, I'm just like, do you know what? Everything that, you know, I've been told not to do, I'm gonna let him do it.
Right.
And feel your emotions.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Be in it. We have conversations. I don't treat him like a child, like I don't treat
that's
him
really
like
healthy.
Oh, you know, talk to him like a baby or whatever. I'm like, if he gets angry, I'm like, what made you angry?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, really?
Or what did I forget? Or like, this you is really can call awesome. Me out.
It's like, really cute. Oh, wow.
I mean, I've got one son, so I've got to get it right. You know, I've got to get it right before I get another one in there. So,
oh, that is really good. You know, like, was this because you just said he's 6 years old? So like, I can't imagine a 6 year old like articulating, but I'm sure.
Oh no, that guy is literally, even the fact that I call him that guy. Yeah. Like,
it's true.
That's my friend. Like, and some people, I know like loads of people say like, oh, you know, like kids are not meant to be treated as your friends or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But we don't have that relationship where it's like, oh, I burden him with anything. No, it's like, I want him to come to me and like have conversations.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to just fob you off so I can,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I want to be able to have adults in the space where you feel comfortable to speak to them, like fam, not shy you away because you're a child. Like,
So
I've made him like, you're my friend.
Yeah.
I'm your friend. And we're besties.
Oh, that is really
as well
cute.
As mum and son.
Yeah, yeah. And do you feel like that parenting style, like, is working? Do you feel like this is effective? 100%. Oh, that's good.
100%. Because good. I feel like I have established rules where he understands it. Like I always say to him, two things I say to him on a daily basis. I'm like, move with intention.
Yeah.
And that is like, even when he's just walking, I'm like, whenever you're doing something, do it for a reason. Yeah. Don't just do it for the sake of.
Okay.
And he repeats it back to me.
I love that.
Then I always say to him, when he does something wrong at school, in the house, I'm like, actions have what? And he says, consequences. And I'm like, exactly.
Oh, good.
Because when you do something bad, there's always going to be a consequence to it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to think about these things before you do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So make sure whatever you're choosing to do, even if it's something silly, like, you know, leaving Lego on the floor and thinking, oh, mom's not going to notice. It's like, just take after yourself. And
Do you
know what I mean? And it's just like, he carries that through in his school. Like, and the teacher's feedback to me, like, oh, he's really like, you know, conscious of his friends and his teachers. And I'm like,
no, you're changing the world, girl. It's your son.
Yeah.
No, I really, really love that. And I think that's really heartwarming to hear, you know, I'm not going to lie, because you don't, I only have one friend of a child and her baby's less than, like, just turned like one. So, you know, I guess the baby's not really even speaking yet, you know, like the way your son can articulate himself is because he's six. So I think it's really nice to hear actually, like, I guess the new generation of mums, and like parents, and how they're like going to do things and how they are doing things. That's really like,
it's, I think,
positive.
I probably grew up in like, you can relate. It's like our parents didn't convey much emotion and talking.
Yeah.
We were spoken to, it wasn't spoken.
Yeah.
Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, it was like you was told to do something. He wasn't actually asked, like, how do you feel? Like, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to do that when he's a teenager. I don't want to do that typical, like, you know, oh, I've got a stroppy teenager who doesn't want to speak and blah, blah. Like, no.
So building that from now.
Like, do it from now and then you feel comfortable and open. So when you get to, like, how I was at that age, like, you're open, you can tell me anything. And even if you don't want to tell me stuff, that's fine. Yeah. I just want you to feel comfortable and know that this is a safe space between me and you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I get that. No, I get that. That's really beautiful to hear, girl. Love that for you. So in terms, like, bringing it back to, like, health and fitness, when did you first, like, get into that? Was it like before having your child?
No, it was after. Okay. It was after. So I had my son. Actually, when I was pregnant, I lost a lot of weight, mm-hmm. which was so bizarre. Because I was never like, I was always like a size 12, 14.
Yeah.
So I was never like, for me, on like the bigger side or whatever.
Yeah.
Always just like the same weight, roughly, literally always like 13, 14 stone, sometimes 12.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So I lost a little weight. And then after I had him, I just, for 6 months straight, I had no stomach, like my bump. You know, like everyone when they get pregnant, have like my bump was like so tiny.
Oh, really?
And I was like, are you sure you're pregnant? I was like, yeah, I'm due like in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So I had him super early and then I didn't have the after bump. Like, you know, when you go, people after birth have like their belly still didn't have it. My stomach.
You had the baby early?
Yeah, I had him 3 weeks early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was fine. He was all good. He was eager to come out. He was just super eager.
He had things to
do. He was like, I got things to do, baby. I got bills to pay, people to see.
I love that.
So after, like, my stomach was super flat and I was like, oh, sick, like, snap back.
Yeah. Lol.
And then 6 months, when you hit 6 months, I just got really bad postnatal depression.
Okay.
And it was winter as well. So I was like in the house, I was living at my mum's again and it was just horrible. But I didn't realize how bad it was until I like took a picture and I was like, oh my God, no, you're actually fat. Like, it was like, this person is not you. Okay. And I don't think anyone around me wanted to say it because they were just like, she's just had a baby. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's just leave her to it kind of thing, which I'm glad.
Yeah.
So then a year later, we went on a family holiday, like our first holiday to Mauritius, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And on the holiday, I didn't care about like aesthetics or anything. Yeah. I was just like, I'm just with my son. It's our first holiday together. So when we got back, it was the beginning of lockdown.
Okay.
And I just looked at a picture that I wanted to go and post on Instagram. And I just said, nah.
Really?
Allow it. I was like, disgusted. I literally looked at it, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
really?
Yeah.
But do you think if it wasn't for, like, did you not like the picture when you had it in your phone? Or was it when you were about to post it on Instagram, you didn't like it?
I think because when I was there for like a month. So I don't think I realised like what was happening. Anything that was posted. I'm a Facebook mum as well. So I post on Facebook.
I didn't know that.
So I post on Facebook and like.
Because obviously I don't even have you on Facebook. No,
but like I literally post like on everything. Okay. So like, but Facebook, I'm like posting pictures. That's like where my most wholesome pictures are.
Yeah.
So I was posting pictures like willy nilly, didn't care. And then I don't know what it was. I just went to go and post it and I was like,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just thought something's got to be done about this.
And was this after the postnatal depression withdrawal?
Yeah, okay. This was after. So
okay.
I luckily like got help and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I felt fine and happy and whatever, but image wasn't like something that I was focusing on when I was trying to get myself back to my normal self.
Yeah.
I was just like, I've got to be right for me because I've got to be right for baby as well. Do you
Yeah.
So it was only until like I literally got back from that holiday that I looked at the picture and I thought, ugh.
Yeah. And going back to what you said about postnatal depression, because I do know, like, you know, when it comes to like fitness, the two and two do go hand in hand sometimes. Like, a lot of people's body image and their view of themselves can either influence postnatal depression or like send it like even like a like spiral kind of thing.
Yeah.
When you were having postnatal depression, what did that kind of look like, if you don't mind sharing?
Just not talking to anyone, didn't want to leave the house. And it was that was probably the main thing that I realized. I was like, when I had him in summer, I was out like post birth, 3 days later, I was like, out, buggy, taking pictures.
Outside.
Like, I was like,
we back
like,
outside.
Yeah, literally, like, oh, come on, bugaboo. Like, like loving motherhood. And then that was just like, family events, didn't want to go.
Okay.
Every single like, Christmas was coming up. I was like, no, I don't want to do anything. Yeah. I don't want to speak to anyone. Don't take any pictures of me. Nothing.
And I'm allowed to ask, like, when you don't want to do these things, what is it that's like causing those thoughts? Is it you just don't feel?
I just didn't feel happy.
Okay,
I was just trying. I just felt really low, and it was so weird because it was like I'd find myself waking up in the morning, hearing him cry and stuff like that, and I was just like, Okay. And it's not like I hated motherhood or anything. Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. Loved every single moment. I was just like, today's dark, innit? Like,
okay.
Can't be bothered. Don't want to do anything. Yeah, like, yeah. My space, tidying it up. Like,
yeah.
Going from ironing every single crease out of like the flipping baby grows to just letting a pile sit that, up.
Right.
Eating like rubbish.
Okay.
Just literally snacking, not even eating. Like, literally, I'd make food for him. I'd blend everything for him. But for me, snacking on bits and going through packets and packets of crisps, and it's like, what is that about? Like,
yeah.
So I just literally just said to my mom, I was like, I think I'm depressed, you know. And she was like, she's like, why did you say that? And obviously, my mom being a typical black mom, she's like, oh, what have you got to be depressed about?
Yeah,
I'm like, well,
just had a baby.
Like, she's like, yeah, but everything's fine. Like,
yeah,
got great, and that's the thing. I have a massive support system. Okay. No, just didn't feel like it was enough.
Okay. And then, so how did you manage to get out of like postnatal depression?
I just literally went to the GP and I had a really good like post midwife care. So I had amazing midwives afterwards that still kept in contact with me.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to her and she was a black lady and she was just like, why didn't you just, you know, like speak to this person, blah, blah, blah. She put me through some like people.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, what did we, like, because I didn't want to, my whole fear of it was saying I've got depression and they're like, oh, we're gonna assess like how you look after your baby or you're gonna take your baby. I just got, you know, so paranoid about that. I was like,
you get almost defensive, you can feel defensive, innit?
And I was just thinking, are they gonna come around and watch how I look after Kai, like are they gonna check if I'm feeding him and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And I just thought, no, Melina, this is stuff that you see in EastEnders, this is not real life. Like, they're actually here to help you. So like,
I get you, because even, you know, there's something about anyone wanting to observe you and your child that just sounds,
it
like,
feels off. Yeah. Like, even now, like 6 years later, I'm still very defensive. Like, if someone at school says something to me, I'm like, too much now.
Yeah, not too much on my side.
I understand that's actually your job. Like, do you know what I mean? So I just went to GP and they gave me like the right steps and I just went to therapy.
Okay, okay.
And then that's when I just started moving a bit more. But this was like, you know, probably him getting to like 1 year old. I said, yeah, let me change my hair, cut my hair, and was moving
something
a bit
about
outside.
Doing something different to your hair, isn't it?
Honestly,
I hear it.
That pixie cut came through. I was like, Riri face.
Yeah, there needs to be a study on why is it like
when you cut your hair.
Why is it, no, whether you cut your hair, you dye your hair, like doing something to your hair just rebirths a woman. Like,
literally.
I remember when I first went blonde for the first time. It was a new season. Like, it's a new chapter. Like, everything that caused me problems before in the past is
gone.
It's dead.
That's
and gone.
It.
Like,
yeah.
It's a new day. Like, exactly. I don't know what it is about.
I think it's literally, like you said, it's rebirth, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you're just letting go of whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, back,
like, you
home,
have to physically show
they
it.
They literally say, like, your hair carries all your stress and trauma.
Yeah.
So that was also a thing. I was just like, let me just let go of this hair. Just let go of the stress and trauma. Snip. And I literally remember just dropping my son off to my friends. I was like, oh, I'm going to go get a haircut. She's like, are you getting your hair cut? I was like, oh, I'll go in Brixton. I got the shortest pixie cut, relaxer.
Said, away with the trauma.
I literally
away
had
the
a
stress.
Little swell in the back. I was bringing it all the way back to SWVT. I was like, yeah, give me the new. And I felt fine. I felt so fine. And then a year later, that's when the fitness came in.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about the fitness.
Yeah.
So how did you first go into it? Because, you know, I remember when I first started running for roads, I used to get DMs from people asking about my fitness journey and running. And, you know, they'd ask, like, you know, whether my products or my workouts were suitable for new
mums.
And obviously I could never say yes or no, I could never confirm or deny it. But I know one thing that used to always come up was that confidence about like doing these workouts or finding time to work out, finding time to like eat these things, also prepping meals for your children as well. So like, how did you start and how are you managing?
I literally started like just like everyone else did. I feel like pretty much everyone that's come and said the same thing during lockdown. And funny enough is when I started following you.
Oh really?
Yeah, I started following you because I saw that Rianne was posting her stuff on her like socials, and then she reposted you, and then like I started following you, and I was like, oh, this is so motivating, like having other people do it at the same time as me.
Yeah.
So it was just like home workouts, and looking back at it now, it's just very bad, obsessively working out. But it was Chloe Ting. The dreaded Chloe Ting.
Yeah, hearing that sound, that countdown sound. Oh, girl.
But I was obsessed. Like, I was literally like ordering anything I could of Decathlon, like bands, pull-up bars, everything, like any kettlebells and stuff like that. Because
do you think it was a healthy obsession?
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not.
So like did you just literally go from 0 to 100?
Yeah.
Really?
Obsessively. I've got a very addictive personality.
Right, okay.
So once I'm hooked onto something, think, yeah, I'm gonna do it. Like,
okay,
I'm gonna give it everything.
Everything you've got.
Yeah.
So we're in lockdown. Mm-hmm. Obviously, after that, like the picture, you didn't like how you look.
Yeah.
And you followed me and you've just started doing workouts.
I just started doing workouts every single day. Yeah. Every single day.
Seven times. Like
Yeah.
Every day.
And then, you know, when we could go back outside into the wild, I was doing walks. Wow. I was doing skipping. I hate skipping.
Okay.
And it hurt. Yeah. But I was doing it. Yeah. I was doing it because I was literally seeing the weight just
drop.
I was doing fasting at the same time. So that fasting thing was crazy.
Like intermittent fasting? Yeah. So like, what was your window?
See, it was something stupid, like a 16-hour one or something.
Oh, you wouldn't. Wait, isn't, which one's the other? That, which is the normal, not a normal one, but like,
I don't know. I can't remember. I think it's eight, but I was doing like something stupid where it was like, I remember just the number 16 being on the app and I was thinking, oops, time to eat. Whatever I can eat, I'll eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No carbs, all that nonsense. Oh,
okay, so you were really restrictive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But the results came through because of that.
So like, then did that make you want to continue doing what you're doing? Right.
And because everyone was saying to me, oh, you look so good and blah, blah, blah. Exactly. I was like, oh, sick. Love that
for
me.
This is literally, I don't know which episode it was. I had this conversation. Don't know if it's been released.
Yeah.
But I literally said, it's so hard. So one of the things that I'm struggling with is trying to do it the healthy way.
Yeah.
Because I know I could just start running every day.
Yeah.
7 days a week. I could just go completely vegan again. I could do all these things because it got me results.
Yeah.
But it's not sustainable and it's not necessarily the healthiest way. So it's, but you know, like when you want to now do it like the healthy way, but you know that this restrictive way bangs.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like sometimes I feel tempted. Like sometimes when I'm looking at me, I'm like, okay, I've been gym like X amount of times this week. I'm not seeing anything. Then it's like, oh, should I just cut out carbs tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So going back to what you said, like it wasn't healthy. It was very obsessive, very restrictive.
Yeah.
But you got results. So it's like,
and I got results fast.
This is the thing. This is the
thing. I'm talking 3 months. Like, I've dropped what? A stone, two and a half. So I was 16 stone. That was my heaviest. I was 16 stone. And come like the summer, I remember it was like, how old is Kai turning? Was he turning two? Yeah, he was turning two. I was turning 25, I want to say, maybe. Yeah. 3 stone, done. I was like, yeah. I even put on a stupid bikini that I hated in the picture. And I was like, banging body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Way. Don't know where I'm going. Margate maybe, but love that for me. What? That's delusional. That's not normal.
I hear you.
That is just insane that I thought that was okay. Yeah. That, like, looking back, that's why if you go on my Instagram, you'll never see those posts. You'll never. Because I actually, like, it gives me the ick.
But
I know it's a part of my journey, but I will just...
But you know, like, how... Even though you did it the unhealthy way and you got the results, do you feel like at that time, though, you needed those results for, like, just to feel... Do you know, like, let me talk about myself. I feel like when I got my results, I know I couldn't look back and say it was restrictive, wasn't healthiest, but I actually needed that for myself. I needed to have that season where I just felt I looked good and I did it quickly.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree with that.
In that time. So it's like, even if I was to say, I should go back and do it healthier... Not really, because at that time, I had like just had like such a turbulent year, I needed something for myself to be like, okay, I did this type of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do agree with that. Like, I do still like love the feeling and the memory of what I get from like feeling that confident again and feeling happy in myself. But when I look at it compared to now. I love where I'm at now.
Good.
Even though it's taken me a while to get there.
The proper way takes time.
It actually takes ages.
You know,
ages.
When I see people like, even like you post or other people who like lift and that stuff, and they're like, yeah, you know, this is like after 2 years. You did a video the other day.
Glutes.
And it was 1 year. And I remember thinking,
I'm not even where I want to be with my glutes. That's taken a year.
But do you know what I mean? And it's just like, oh my god!
No, it takes time. Like, and it's only in the past 9 months that I've deeped. Like, it takes time.
Yeah.
Because your journey shifts so much. Like, I was focused on the scale at first. I was focused on numbers. I was focused on weight. I was like, oh, I'm 16 stone. I need to be 14 stone. That became obsessive along with the exercise and the eating. Then I was like, oh, I just need to look a certain way.
Yeah.
Then I started, you know, oh, I want to fit in certain stuff and whatever, but then it's like you can't nitpick these things. Yeah. You need to focus on one style of like fitness, and that's it. So when I started lifting weights, I was like, do you know what? This is it for me.
Yeah.
Done. This does everything. I don't need to look at the scales. Okay. I just need to look at the muscle coming through and the fat shedding off.
Yeah.
And I'm all right with that.
Okay, good. And I'm happy. And I think that's what's most important, I think, for every single person, to find what makes you happy and what works for you. Because if it is a lifestyle, it needs to be something you can maintain and over time, isn't it?
Definitely.
And so obviously that was how you started. And no, actually, when you were doing it obsessively, how did you go from doing it obsessively to where you are at now?
When everything became like open again, like gyms, I started going gym a lot at night time because it was like we were still in that weird lockdown phase where we kind of went back into it. So I had my my son that would stay with my mum, whatever. When he was asleep, I'd go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then I got a job and I was doing like evening work or whatever. Yeah. So I'd go gym like stupid times, like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
That was partly because I wanted to hide myself. Like I didn't want to like anyone to see me, even though I was at a stage that was okay.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually still slim. Like,
so I was
at the result point from the obsessiveness. I was let's go to the gym and see what I can do there.
See you?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know because I'm quite a loud, confident person.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I'm out there.
You've always been very confident. Like, since you've started interacting.
I'm not like someone who's shy. Like, even when it comes to dressing, like, I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
But that space was just intimidating.
Okay.
And it just threw me off, like, going in the evening, especially the weight section. I was like, there's too many men in there.
I hear it.
There's too many men.
Especially if you're saying this was you now first entering the gym, like coming into it. So I can imagine it's just
And there was no
daunting.
One in that space that like I knew that I was like, oh, let me ask them, do you mean that? Like, what are you doing or whatever and blah, blah, blah. So I started going at nighttime. And then funny enough, I was making videos then, but everyone thought when I was posting on my Instagram, everyone thought I was going in the daytime and stuff. And they're like, how did you find the time?
Oh, because you upload like middle of the day, everyone's thinking you're there. Like,
Doing, like, so then it went from that. Child. And then I realized I'm not doing this right. Like, somebody must have messaged me and was like, your form's shit. It's like, sick. Cool. All right. So how do I get better? I didn't take it offensively. I was like,
what?
Yeah, it was terrible though. Like, if I did a side by side right here, right now, you'd be like, whoa, that's terrible. But you all learn from somewhere, innit?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But they were literally just like,
so harsh.
Well, yeah, they are. But looking back on it, I wouldn't do it to someone now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I kind of get why they said it the way they did. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, let me do this properly. So then I just started going gym in the daytime, asking the PTs, like, what can I do? How can I do this? And then,
And now here we are.
Here we are, Muscle Mommy.
Muscle Mommy.
Try it.
That should be your name.
I'm trying. I'm getting there.
No,
slowly.
I'm really happy to hear that. So now you're all about lifting. I think most of your content is like predominantly lifting. Like, do you do cardio? Is it just mainly?
No, I've literally just started going back into cardio. So I did do cardio, like, probably been weightlifting, what are we in, 2024?
Yeah.
The past 2 years consistently weightlifting.
Actually
seeing results from it.
Yeah. Oh, good.
But I will still do cardio. Like, I do like 10 to 20,000 steps at work anyway, so I always use that as an excuse of like,
that's a lot of steps.
But
walking,
I will do it like after sessions. But I've started running recently.
Okay.
I started running at the start of this year.
Okay. Oh, you know me, I love a good.
I know
run.
You're
I'm
a
always,
runner.
I'm always gonna promote running.
You're a runner. You're
and
a
you know what's so funny? It's like I'm a runner and I'm a track star. Girl. You ain't never lie. But you know what's always so funny? Like when I entered the fitness industry, everyone was like, you know, you don't have to spend 100 hours running. You don't. And I'd be like, girl, some of us just like it.
Yeah.
And it used to irritate me so much because I think, don't get me wrong, I will admit, when I first started doing it, it definitely was obsessive.
Yeah.
It was unhealthy. But now, like, I might know that today, okay, I need to do like a leg-focused, like, HIIT workout or something.
Yeah.
And Stairmaster. But I might be like, oh, you know, I can't bother to do that. I'd rather do a run.
Mm.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, a run for me is like, the safer option.
Yeah.
But then everyone will be like, oh, you don't have to do all that cardio. But some of us just like running.
Yeah. Also, I realised the reason why I started doing cardio more and running specifically was like, I need to be outside more. Like,
okay.
It's actually insane that I spend 3 hours in the gym. Like,
3 hours in the gym?
Yeah.
Girl, and what are you doing?
I knew you were going to ask you. If you go online, you will literally see.
And you're even a map. Girl, what's the secret?
There's constant memes of like, oh, like, how do I solve my problems? Like, being in the gym for 3 hours, is a thing because you're literally loading up plates, taking them off, waiting for people to finish machines. And
okay, I need to
ask. So on my days off, like on Monday and Wednesday, that's like my leg days.
Yeah.
I am there crack of dawn, 10:30, and I don't leave until like midday 12:30.
Okay, so you would have really dropped
I've already dropped them off.
Okay.
So, but I'm literally there 3 hours. Doesn't matter. If I start at 11, I'm going to be out by half one.
Okay. And is it because you said like you work evenings? Oh, those are your 2 days off work.
Those are my 2 days off. So on those days off, but I'm always in the gym for 3 hours. If I go on the school run days, I'm there for like 2 hours. I started timing it on my watch. I'm like, I'm actually there for 2 hours.
Really?
So, and it's not the workout itself. It's just the...
Yeah.
I don't know, a ritual, I guess. I don't know.
No, but no, it does take long. You know when you're doing like hip thrust and deadlift?
Yeah.
That whole, even getting into position.
Yeah.
Putting the one plate.
Or just like faffing around. Yeah. Listening to music. I'm dramatic
as well. Afterwards, and I throw my phone. I have to just stand there and look in the mirror.
And it's like, I film everything. So I'm like constantly faffing with my tripod. Yeah, 3 hours easily.
Wow.
I don't mind it, but it's like, I realise like, I need to be outside. I need to move. And I was like, I need my heart to actually function.
Right,
like,
yeah, that cardiovascular
It's great that
health.
I can lift 200 kilos or something. But can you run?
Yeah.
If an emergency happens,
yeah,
is your heart going to cave out on you in the staircase?
It's true.
So, yeah.
And so do you think... It's because obviously because of your work pattern, it allows you to spend that much time in the gym. Do you reckon if you were doing like a traditional, quote unquote, traditional 9 to 5, you'd have time?
I'd find the time.
You'd find the time. I like that response a lot.
Because I find the time now. Because
a lot of people complain that they ain't got the time.
Nah, we've all got time.
Find the time.
Which is why I post them as much as I do. Good. Not like in a get off your ass. If I can do it, you can do it. But it's like, bro, if I can do it with somebody small that I need to get ready and everything, you can do it. There's no excuses. You just need to want it.
Right.
And that's fine if you don't right now. But at some point, if you are going to start it, you need to make the time. You need to, for yourself, like show up for yourself because you can make the time.
Yeah. And I love that. I agree. Like, sis, I can't lie. You put me to shame right now because, I mean, I don't have a child and 3 hours sometimes
but this
I can't
the
even
thing.
Give
That's
to the
gym. Thing though. Like, it's fine. Like, and that's why I'm so open on like my stories and stuff. I'm just like, listen, that's calm if you can't do the same amount of time, but just make some form of time because eventually you'll fall in love with it and you'll become so like committed to it. You're just like, you know what? I do want to go to the gym for 2 hours. Instead of being like, oh, I might be there for 2 hours. You're actually like, I do want to be there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Over time, it becomes like that.
Yeah. And I love that. And I love the fact that, you know, you're so open about being a mom and the fact that you lived. And I'm sure it's inspiring and encouraging a lot of other people who maybe are interested in improving their health and things like that. And when it comes to things like food, like, you know, and even just fitness in general, do you try your best to influence your son with that? I know you spoke about sports, but like even food.
Food.
How does that work?
He eats what I eat. Okay. So like I literally, yeah, probably he eats what I'm thinking about the food thing now. Yeah, we don't do, there's no fizzy drinks. There's no juices.
Okay. you were trying to act like, yes, relax.
I was like, there's paper sparkling water.
No. But then that's still good, isn't it? You want to influence your child to make better health decisions.
Yeah, 100%. Like, yeah. I do buy snacks and stuff like that, but I don't buy, frozen foods and easy things to dash in the oven. Like, whatever I'm eating, you're eating.
Yeah, okay.
So if I've made curry chicken of some sort, you're eating it.
Yeah.
If I've made salmon, you're eating the salmon.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with tuna and rice because that's all I eat.
Okay.
So
but tuna goes down though.
Yeah.
Quick as
but
well.
But he's a tramp. He just eats it with like no mayonnaise, no onion, nothing, just dry. Like, low-key scary. I'm like, whoa, that's a bit. You know, he's like, oh, just tuna, like 2 tins of tuna and rice. I'm like, that's it?
Yeah.
You don't want any mayo?
The local black pepper
you No, no nothing. But he's like, it's because you eat it. I'm like, I know it is because I eat it. But yeah, no, food, we eat the same.
Okay.
So meal prepping and diet and stuff like that is not really a struggle in the house.
Okay.
Because he will eat the same as me.
Okay, so that makes it easier, I guess, to continue with your journey as well.
Yeah, I think I consciously made that from early. I was like, I'm not going to buy him the easy like takeouts and stuff for that. Like we do have takeout and stuff for that. If I have a cheat meal, which is on the Saturday, I have like an off plan meal. I don't want to say cheat, I hate saying cheat.
Yeah.
An off plan meal.
Yeah.
He will like have the same meal. He'll be like, oh, can I have this and blah, blah. Okay. I'm like, okay, that's fine. But I won't buy like a pizza. If he says I want a pizza, I'm like, no.
Okay.
And that's just because I know how much flipping calories is in the pizza. Okay. I'm like, that's crazy. Because he will eat a whole pizza.
Okay.
It's like, a 6-year-old should not be consuming that much.
So do you feel
of food?
Like you're very conscious? You're very conscious about that, like I'm making sure that. Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, and I love that. That's good. I know Uncle Eddie would be really happy to hear you say that.
He would not, because he'd see me with my whey protein. He's like, that's not real food. That's not real food. Tough old eggs.
Yeah. and I guess like lastly, like I, you know, I'm not saying you need to do this, but I feel like, have you ever considered like coaching or anything like that? Just because, girl.
Do you know what? It's so funny because in the past year, so many people are like to me, when are you going to start coaching?
And I'm like, you should.
When I get to where I want to be.
Okay.
I feel like I'll be conning people if I'm taking their money and I'm not at the stage that I need to be at. I need to prove to people, this is the work. This is what I've done. Yeah. Here's what you can do.
I can't
be like, this is the work. I'm doing it and you're doing it. Although that does work for some people.
It could work. I think it's especially from like a confidence level.
Yeah.
Because some people just need to start. Like they will kind of learn and figure as they go. But you know, some people it's literally getting from the place of sitting down to standing up.
Yeah.
And that sometimes is quite hard. Like, and I say that to say because of the fact that if it was up to me, I would not be sitting here in front of the camera because I'm not where I want to be to talk about these topics. But I think sometimes just giving people that confidence that, you know, I've been there, I hear it, it's hard, you know, especially overcoming postnatal depression or, you know, trying to navigate, you know, work and things like that. Sometimes I think people want to feel seen as well. But I feel like, to be fair, you do a lot of that with your content as well.
That's why I'm quite okay with like just building the content there is not a lot of mums that are like in the fitness scene.
Not realistically. I've seen but it's just like I don't
hang in bodies.
And I just
they're all set up. They're literally like, it's like builder bears. Yeah, like, that's it. Yeah. I've not seen you at your beginning stage, your middle or your end.
Yeah.
You're at your end, you're sending these packages to people, you look amazing, you are amazing. Can't relate.
Yeah. I don't feel like I've seen like the kind of I don't feel like I've seen myself in like a mum. Like,
No, it does make sense. Yeah. Which is it's really limited.
Yeah,
really so limited.
Why I would say you should go into coach because we need good coaches out there. Because I have had an experience.
What is this bad coach story?
No, it was so bad, Mel. Like it was just like, long story short, paid this girl.
Oh no, not a woman.
Yeah, paid this. I'm saying woman. She's like, she's a big woman. She's literally like our age. Probably.
Yeah.
Paid her for a fitness coaching service. It was a 1-to-1 coaching.
Right.
So what I paid for was a 1-to-1 service. Therefore, it means you and me.
Like, yeah.
1-to-1. I'm the one. You're the other one.
Yeah.
Cool. From that, it was supposed to be we'd have weekly check-ins.
Was this all online or like
online?
Okay.
Coaching. Weekly check-ins. She would you know, I'd send her progress pictures. We were supposed to have like calls. She was supposed to like give me feedback about what I should improve in. She'd update my, specifically updating my meal plan and my workout plan following the weekly check-ins.
Right.
Cool. So after the first...
Sorry, can I just ask, how much did you pay her?
I paid her, I want to say £340. Yeah. UK money, by the way. Yeah.
British. For a month?
It was for 8 weeks.
Whoa.
It was for 8 weeks, yeah.
That's a lot.
It was a lot. But you know, at that time, it was... I mean,
I get it. Like, people pay...
I honestly couldn't measure if it was too expensive or too cheap because I know, like, some PTs who charge less and more.
8 weeks is not a lot. 8 weeks is not a lot.
But then for me, the selling point was the one-to-one part.
Right,
so for me, because it's online, I have access to... I had her WhatsApp number.
Yeah.
As opposed to PT sessions, I come in on Tuesday, we work out once a week. So I thought I'm going to get like, you know, proper hands-on. I was supposed to then be added into like a Facebook support group type thing where they share recipes. Never got added to the Facebook support group. Had our first check-in. When she sent me back my workout plan, it had somebody else's name on it. GDPR! But anyways, it had somebody else's name on it. And then when I've asked, so obviously the first week, the food obviously I had to eat wasn't food I potentially like, but obviously I'm just like, I've paid for it, I'm going to just stick to it. I did see results after 3 weeks. Not necessarily what I thought the result I would have wanted, but it was still like, okay, cool, like fair play, like I'm seeing a change in my body, happy with it. I'm realizing when I'm not hearing from you, you're not messaging me.
That's crazy.
You're not checking in on me. I'm checking in on you. You're not replying, but you're posting up on your story saying...
Did she have like a big following as well?
Massive following.
What?
Like she's a massive following. She probably has like over 200,000 followers.
Stop.
And she was always posting, oh, my coaching plan offers or da-da-da.
No,
and for me, she also sells a guide. So for me, I told her when it all came, because I had to do the whole PayPal dispute.
Yeah.
For me, it was like, if you know you cannot offer me a 1-to-1 service, I would have rather just paid for the guide.
Yeah.
Because clearly you're very busy, like, and you're unable to, like, give me the 1-to-1 weekly check-ins that I paid for.
Yeah.
Like, I told her, like, you know, I need listen, I want accountability. Like, you're supposed to be,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I have questions. I want to ask, like, oh, can I swap this out for this? Da, da, da. Then she just, like, her replies just got worse and worse and worse. Then I see she's on holiday. Then I'm seeing
that's
this. And I just,
crazy.
And I was,
I'm sorry. I'd actually have to, like, expose her. I was, I'm sorry.
Fuming. But you know what the reason why I didn't do an expose, even though I feel like a lot of my friends feel like I should have, is I sent a very detailed email. This is the thing. When it comes to emails and complaining, I know how to do that very well. You'll send.
Sincerely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yours faithfully. I sent her a very detailed email explaining what I've just said to you in more detail. Like, yeah. How, you know, on this date, you were supposed to do this, but you didn't do that. Mm. The fact that you sent me workout plans with other people's names on it, all that stuff, it was careless. And then she agreed. She took the feedback on board and said that she appreciates the feedback. But because of the fact that I did get my results after the first, like, 3.5 weeks.
No.
I didn't get a full refund.
Stop.
I
so she
refund.
Said because...
Because the results banged for the first 3 weeks. So and you got a partial refund.
You got 3 weeks out of 8. Well done.
So I got a refund for 4 weeks.
You paid for 3 weeks. There you go. What? Yeah, nah.
Mad.
That's insanity.
Mad. It was mad. It was actually mad. It was such, like, it was such a shame because I really, I'm not the kind of person that's easily, like, influenced in a sense where I see one girl banging body, gonna buy her plan.
Yeah.
I haven't
watched
you following this girl since I've made Run of Throws.
Yeah.
So this has been like 4 or 5 years I've been following.
So it was
her.
Like a trust.
I have been watching you. I've been seeing your progress. I've been seeing what you're doing for other people.
That's,
you know,
insane.
I never thought I would book her, but I've just been watching you. Do you understand?
Which is coaches are a weird one. Like, I don't. Everything that I've done fitness-wise, I've just learned off mates. I've asked friends.
I've
internet,
yeah.
Sitting there for hours on YouTube. Internet. It's only now that, like, I'm currently on a plan. And even that, he's my friend. And it's because he has, like, I don't care if you're PT and you're my mate. I want to see results.
Yeah.
I don't see real live-o, like, grind.
Yeah.
I'm not putting towards
money,
it. Because it's just, it's silly. Like, it's your time.
And I think people also still need to remember it's a service. So, like, 100%. If you're going to do coaching, if you're going to do a PT, I once had a PT, me and my friend had a PT, imagine, we went to the gym, we pull up, he runs out of the gym, he's like, guys, sorry, I can't train you guys today, my boys just got into something, I need to go back to beef.
What? Huh. No, that's insane.
Excuse
that's
me,
crazy.
You're supposed to be training me today. Like, and that's what I'm saying. I think PTs are forgetting that there's a service you're delivering. Like, and it, like, if you can't deliver the service, you know your strengths and your weaknesses. For me, if you can't deliver a service, if you're unable to keep the time, if you're unable to respond to people's messages, fair play. Not everyone has that strength. What you should do is just make a guide, sell
and
that, and make it one time and let the money just be making.
Like, I think I'd rather do that.
Yeah,
than
I just think you've got to know your strengths and weaknesses. Not everyone's
rather,
a people person.
Yeah.
Like,
as much as I love people and stuff like that, I would rather, like, do something that's like videos and guides.
Yeah, exactly. Videos that people, you know, put on YouTube.
Yeah, I'd rather stuff like that because the whole one-to-one thing, sorry, can't even get back to my mum.
Yeah, you know, like that's
and
that's
I just know me, it takes me ages,
you know,
to edit
slow
a
replies.
Bloody TikTok.
Yeah, you've got to know yourself.
Yeah,
like, but yeah,
I'm so that. Sorry that you
no,
experienced
okay,
that. That's
I
jarring.
Mean, gotta get it back in blood. It's all right, man.
100%. Oh my goodness. Do you still follow them? No.
No.
Any contact since?
No, I wished her well. She wished me well. So.
I hope you're a crook.
I actually don't think she'll see this, but if she does, girl.
The universe works in many ways. How can you be a crook like that and not see, you're a crook? Just letting
she
you know.
Remind me about my money. Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, 3 weeks. She said three weeks and that's
it. She said, hold that.
That's insane.
And because she had the picture evidence to see my before and after
nah,
three weeks,
man.
So.
Nah. That's
crazy. It was a real shame. It was a real shame.
Seriously,
But yeah, I guess to wrap it up, is there any final words for the mummies?
Give yourself time.
Yeah.
Give yourself time. Like, you've literally made a whole human. And I'm not saying, like, oh, you know, like, give yourself time when you've just given birth and whatever, like, obviously. But doesn't matter if your kid's 17, 6, 5. If you don't have the time, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you can walk.
Yeah.
You can cycle. Whatever it is, you can go outside with a buggy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah.
Like, find your happiness in you first.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Then figure out what it works like at home.
Yeah.
Then figure out the physical.
Yeah.
Because trying to do it all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's chaotic.
Yeah.
And it's going to take away from you being a parent. And I know, like, everyone says, like, oh, you know, I want to snap back and da-da-da. Yeah. Snapping back is not a thing. You've given birth.
Yeah.
Your body is never going to be the same as it was before. The image of you before and the image of you after, two different people.
Yeah.
Accept it, move on.
Yeah.
Find a new you.
Yeah.
And work with that and go from there.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming, Mel. This was a really fun conversation.
It was.
Guys, I really would encourage any like moms or just people in general who are just interested to know more about Mel. Please do follow her. Her socials will be all like in the description box. And yeah, no, I just want to say you're doing a really great job. Like I said, you're always on, like I always see you posted. And now knowing that you're waking up at this time doing the school run and then still posting and going to the gym, girl.
I'm trying.
You're trying and you're doing well. You're doing very well. Well done you. It's very inspiring to see. And yeah, guys, please remember to like, comment and subscribe. And I'll see you at the next episode. Bye.